Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. This week, we will be taking in the new year and talking about New Year's resolutions, self-care, and just how to leave 2020 behind. And yeah, I'm super excited to start this new year. I'm hopeful for, you know, an amazing year, but also with 2020 being so unprecedented and so difficult for so many people, it is hard to just go into 2021 with a positive mindset.
Yeah, I completely agree, but I'm really kind of like relieved to have a new year. I always feel happy with the new year because it's like a fresh start to me to like try new things, you know, and have set some goals for the new year. And I feel like after the really long and tough year we had, it's nice to have a fresh start for everyone.
Yeah, I know so many people have joked about like tiptoeing into 2021 and, you know, not having big expectations, and that, you know, they're fearful of 2021 because 2020 was really horrible. But something that I've discussed with one of my peers was that when we talk about how insanely difficult 2021 is, or was, I should say, we forget to talk about that there were things that led up to a lot of the horrible things that happened in 2021, and the biggest of which being the pandemic. Because really, the pandemic has just been that underlying horrible thing that's just been going on during all of 2020. And then when you had other horrific events like the death of so many celebrities unexpectedly, or just weird things that are happening in the air, it's like, and how could 2020 get even worse? I can already foresee myself mixing up the 2 years so many times in this episode, so just act like you don't hear it. But like I was saying, we forget to talk about how this happened. Like, and this is all the result of Trump's negligence. Like, people are trying to blame it on, oh, Wuhan, oh, it's the China virus, which first of all is xenophobic and racist, so we reject all of that. And secondly, I maintain that if the US had taken the preventative measures when we knew, or when Trump knew, about the magnitude of the coronavirus, then the whole world wouldn't have even gone through what we went through. It would have been isolated in China, because the US sets the precedent for so many things, and if the US isn't taking something seriously, then really no one is, and no other big countries except for obviously Australia and New Zealand. They obviously did what they needed to do and followed the science, but otherwise we would not be in this position if Trump decided to save lives instead of trying to save the economy that he already ruined. Like, come on.
Right. And while the pandemic was like a really major thing this year, there were a lot of like random deaths that were very unrelated to the virus, and lots of like just weird things that just happened on top of an entire pandemic that was a lot for people to handle, especially people our age. Like, we should be really proud of the fact that we were able to manage to like handle college applications, school, all in a different environment and setting, and be able to just like get through this year. And I think it's really like memorable and something that we're all like never gonna forget, honestly.
Of course. And you know, just piggybacking off of what you said, like, this year has been so traumatic, and we don't address trauma, I feel like, the way that we should. Like, just living through a pandemic is traumatic. It is hard on one's mental health. Just living through it, even if you haven't been personally affected by it, even if your lifestyle hasn't changed too much, even though I would presume that many people's lifestyles have changed a lot. But even if you're the exception, that's still very traumatic, because something that I've been coping with recently is this like fear, this kind of impending doom that I feel within myself that's causing a lot of anxiety that just, like, is just, I can't even describe. It's just, like, every second I'm just afraid. And I know that it's because of COVID, because I know that I see in the news stories teenagers and adults and thousands of people dying. And of course, you know, I'm not diminishing their death or not saying that we shouldn't pay homage to them, but it is really hard to see that all the time because you're just afraid. And as I've said in previous episodes, I put forth and maintain that my levels of depression and anxiety skyrocketed this year because of the pandemic, like, and all of the crawlery of the pandemic, such as e-learning and no social interaction and the complete and distinct change of lifestyle. That whole 180 we had to do was really difficult for me, as it has been for many people. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to 2020, and I'm cautiously optimistic that this year will be a great year and that we will do the things necessary as a society to prevent something like the pandemic from happening again or worsening during this year.
Right, and I'm also happy that we have a new president for this year. Like, I just love a new start. I set some goals that I wanted to accomplish by the end of the year, and I feel like I can really achieve them if I put my mind to it every day. One of my top goals is to, like, lose, like, 20 pounds. And I'm gonna actually, like, work to do that and try to, like, remind myself in a positive, healthy way to lose the weight and that it's okay. I hope I can do it.
Right, and I think that that's a perfect segue into the next section that we're talking about today, about setting New Year's goals and resolutions for the new year. And that's obviously something that people have done for a long time. Like, these are the goals that I have for this year. And, you know, we create these grandiose lists of the things that we want to accomplish. But we also don't talk about understanding that it's okay if you don't accomplish those goals. It's okay if you accomplish them to different degrees than you anticipated. And that it's also okay if you don't set a list of New Year's resolutions, right? Because I feel like there's this whole societal stigma that you have to have this hard, you know, great list of resolutions, like, oh, losing weight and starting a business and making $300,000 and, you know, becoming famous. Like, these are all the things that we talk about when we create our list, but we don't talk about being realistic, but also pushing ourselves. Like, I think that there's such a good balance of understanding your limits, but also pushing yourselves to your limits, but not to a point that it's like, this is painful, this is mentally exhausting, and this is something that I don't enjoy in the slightest degree. And, like, that's the conversation that we have to have about resolutions and just setting goals in general, because obviously people set goals in the new year more than they ever do. For me, I would say I haven't set a hard list of goals, but I have an idea of what I want to do. And it is something that I do want to actually create a list about, like, things that I want to achieve, goals that I have for myself, goals that I have for Fembolden and my other endeavors. But also, it's so hard to plan anything out for the foreseeable future, because everything is always on the ropes. Like, you really aren't doing yourself any good planning more than a day in advance. Because the next day, your entire life has changed. And as we said, 2020 has proven that. I don't know. This has just been such a weird year. Like, I don't even know what to think about for the years to come because of how 2020 went down.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And I really agree with you when you said how you don't have to set New Year's goals or resolutions. Like, and you shouldn't feel like unaccomplished if you don't, because I feel like I haven't really, like, I've made, like, said I'd do a few things, but I've never actually, like, sat down and wrote out a list or something. It was just kind of things I popped into my mind at the beginning of the year, but, like, this is the first time I've actually kind of taken time to try to stick to some goals and see them through. I feel like I'm more determined this year more than ever.
Exactly. And it's just like, especially with us entering college next year, you do want like to see things for yourself, and you do have a vision of how you intend to enter college and how you intend to attack college. And I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier about like college applications, because most people, or I wouldn't even say most people, but a lot of people, a lot of my peers are done with their applications. We're finishing them up if there's any more left to be done. And we're just finishing that. And this is just a quick segment that I want to go on to, especially as we approach the new year and we're approaching it with happiness and being hopeful and optimism. And we've talked about this before, so you can go watch our episode, or listen rather, to our episode about college applications. But just understand that you will end up where you need to be if you are in the process of applying to college, or you will be in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, however many years. Understand that you will end up where you are meant to be, and where you may think is your dream school is probably not your dream school if you don't end up going there. Your dream school is where you end up going, because that's where you're meant to be. So stop stressing, work hard, but also understand that there are some things that you can control and some that you cannot. So just do your best to control the things that you can, and understand that the things that you cannot are not up to you to control. And so, yeah, I just wanted to go into that small segment just so that for our listeners applying to college, you guys know it'll all be okay.
Yeah, I really am glad and appreciate that you said that, especially for people like us who are going through that process. So yeah, everything that she said, I don't even know what to say. Like, I got so invested into what you said about college. Like, I really appreciate that. Thanks for that.
Yeah, so I think that this is a good place to end the episode as we enter into 2021. This episode obviously has been really, really laid back. We've been doing a lot of scripted episodes lately, and we wanted to just get back to the basics and do what we used to do and just talk and just ramble on for our listeners. And just remember, everything will be okay. Stay positive, stay hopeful, stay grounded, and thank you so much for listening.
Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.